I want to talk about the 1996 film The Preacher's Wife, starring Denzel Washington, Whitney Houston, Courtney B. Vance, Gregory Hines, Jennifer Lewis, and Loretta Devine. This was a remake of the 1947 film titled The Bishop's Wife, which I had just reviewed, with an entirely new cast, adding some color, I guess we could say, to the cast. The concept for this movie is that you have an angel who comes down from heaven with the intent to helping somebody or a couple, in this case, in financial need or needing something, needing help, not just in their finances, but also perhaps in their relationship. That role was filled by Denzel Washington, who plays the part of Dudley, the angel that came down from heaven. In order for this to work, you really need to have someone who is very charismatic and good looking. And one of those people, of course, is Denzel Washington. I've come to know him more from more serious roles that he's done later on in his career. And so it's kind of hard for me to see him as this really nice, angelic type personality. Courtney B. Vance plays the part of Reverend Henry, and his wife is played by Whitney Houston, who's playing the part of Julia Biggs. She's a singer, I guess, in the church choir, a well overqualified singer for any church choir. They were involved somehow in the building of this new church, and it was similar to the plotline of The Bishop's Wife, and they were having some issues with communication, things like that in their marriage. Along comes Dudley. He appears in front of Henry and he explains to him that he's an angel and he has to do a few things to sort of convince him that he's really an angel, that he was sent down from heaven and he was here to help him. But Henry doesn't see him that way. He sees him as maybe a magician or something. He didn't seem to really believe that he was an angel. Then as the film progresses, Dudley sort of befriends Julia's character and starts stepping in on some of the roles that Henry should have been doing, like taking her out to dinner, going shopping with her, and taking her ice skating, just like in the original film. It's hard, if not impossible, for me to talk about this film without comparing and contrasting it to the original film, The Bishop's Wife. Now, this interaction between Dudley and Julia sort of makes Henry jealous. He doesn't like Dudley and he has a great disdain for him. The way Denzel played the part of the angel, I want to say he acted more human than he did an angel or someone that was sent down from heaven. He seemed to have more of a lustful interaction between him and Whitney Houston's character, Julia. He seemed to be more interested in her, and that was sort of confirmed at the end of the movie where he changes the photograph of the marriage photo between Julia and Henry and he puts his own picture on it, and then there's like thunder, that like God saying that's wrong, and he switches it back. And so that kind of confirmed the whole idea that he actually was attracted to Julia. He wasn't set down to break up their marriage, so it was just a weird thing, and I don't think it really worked in this film. There was a lot of things that didn't really work in this film. I don't know if it was the plot or if it was just bad acting or if it was the direction. This film was directed by the late Penny Marshall from the Laverne and Shirley days is where I know her from. I know they wanted to update this film and make it more modern, put a modern spin on it, but I don't know. Some things are just better left the way they were originally and just leave it alone. I think Hollywood needs to start coming out with its own ideas and concepts and stop trying to do remakes. That's just my opinion, and I think this film reinforces that idea because this remake was awful. Cutting to the chase, I could only give this film 2 stars. Now, I wanted to talk about Whitney Houston's performance, playing the part of Julia. She's in this choir, and she has just an incredible voice. There's no way she would be singing in the church choir and doing this with that kind of talent. And so she was just super overqualified, I think, for me to suspend my disbelief that she's not really a singer or already famous in some other capacity. That was hard for me to get past. Her acting wasn't terrible. A lot of people say, oh, Whitney Houston couldn't act, but it wasn't bad in this. I did read in the IMDb comments that Whitney Houston had admitted on Oprah Winfrey's show that she was high on crack and perhaps other drugs during the whole time they were filming The Preacher's Wife. Now, that doesn't, to me, take away from her acting in the film. Having watched it, she was still decent in the film. It's just that I think that she was the wrong person, I think, to play Julia. And then, to be honest, not to just pick on Whitney Houston, I also think that maybe Denzel Washington wasn't the right person to play the part of Dudley. Those two things are a huge problem for this film. Now, I wanted to tell a personal anecdote. I've always liked Whitney Houston's singing, and I do remember buying her first album and giving it to my mom for her birthday one year. I think it was the year it came out, and she loved it. That is my personal story, and it was the vinyl version of her album. So that concludes this review. I would strongly recommend not watching The Preacher's Wife if you have an inkling to see any film where an angel comes down and tries to help people out and fills everyone's hearts with joy and glee. Then I would recommend seeing The Bishop's Wife instead. Anyways, thanks for listening.